From Revelation,
我们请大家打开启示录
Chapter 12,
第十二章
Revelation Chapter 12,
启示录第十二章
We'll read the whole chapter,
我们读完第十二章
except the last verse,
除了最后一节
And a great sign was seen in the heaven, a woman,clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
启示录第十二章第一节，天上出现现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
And being with child, she cried, being in travail and in pain to bring forth.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中。疼痛呼叫。
And another sign was seen in the heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his heads seven diadems.
天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
And his tail draws the third part of the stars of the heaven.And he cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bring forth, in order that when she brought forth, he might devour her child.
他的尾巴拖着天上星神的三分之一，摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后，要吞吃他的孩子。
And she brought forth a male son.Who shall shepherd all the nations with an iron rod? And her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
是妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has there a place prepared of God that they should nourish.Her there 1260 days.
妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备了地方，使她被养活1260天。
And there was war in the heaven. Michael and his angels went to war with the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and he prevailed not, nor was their place found any there more in the heaven.
在天上就有了争战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙争战，龙也同他的使者去争战，并没有得胜。天上再没有他们的地方。
And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent, he who is called devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole habitable world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也从被摔下去。
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God.Day and night.
我听见天上有大声音说：我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控诉我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Therefore, be full of delight, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great rage, knowing he has a short time.
所以，诸天和自在其上的，你们都快乐吧！只是地与海有祸了。 因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤的下到你们那里去了。
And when the dragon saw that he had been cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman who bore the man child.
龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
And there were given to the woman the two wings of the great eagle, that she might fly into the desert, into her place, where she is nourished there a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫她能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。她在那里被养活一载、二载、半载。
And the serpent cast out of his mouth behind the woman water as a river, that he might make him her as one carried away by a river.
蛇就在妇人身后从口中吐出水来，像河一样要将妇人冲去。
And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened his mouth and swallowed the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
地却帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。
And the dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus.
龙就向妇人发怒，去与其他的儿女争执，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣国作见证的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的父神,
we gathered here this afternoon in the name of thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天下午在这里聚集, 是奉你的爱子耶稣基督的名。
We thank thee for thy presence with us.
我们感谢你的同在。
And we thank thee for thy precious word.
我们感谢你宝贵的说话。
We trust thy Holy Spirit to breathe upon thy written word.
我们信靠你的圣灵来到向你的活的话来到呼气。
And make it living and operative in our life.
以致你的话能够在我们的生命的里面是活泼有功效。
We just trust thy Holy Spirit to lead us into thy truth.
我们信靠你的圣灵将我们带进真理的里面。
Open our inner eyes.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
Grant us understanding.
赏赐我们是悟性。
And the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
同埋赐人智慧启示的灵。
That we may know thee in a real and living way.
叫我们能够真知道你，又活泼的知道你。
And we give thee all the glory.
我们愿将一切的荣耀给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. This afternoon we would like to share together on this chapter. The reason why we want to do this. Because this chapter has very much to do with us today. Now, when you read the Bible, it is very important that you read within the context.
很重要的，我们要按照内容来读圣经。
That is to say, you just do not take one chapter and forget where that chapter stands.
换句话来讲，我们不可以只看过这段经文，而不理这段经文在整本圣经里面是怎么样的。
Because that will give you an understanding of what that chapter is all about.
因为我这个能够叫我们认识整本这张经文究竟是讲什么。
Now, if you read chapter 11 and also chapter 13 of the book of Revelation,
如果我们读启示录第十一章，又读完第十三章，
and then you read chapter 12,
然后我们读第十二章，
and you begin to see where it stands.
你就明白章究竟是一个什么位置了。
Because both chapter 11 and chapter 13,
因为第十一章和第十三章
speaks of the last day.
是讲到最末后的日子。
They refers to the coming of our Lord Jesus.
这个经文是指着基督的回来。
So we know that this chapter, through the context, it really speaks about the end of the age.
所以呢啲嘅经文嘅内容，实在系讲到系时代嘅终结。
And it is especially related to the imminent coming of our Lord Jesus.
特别系同我哋嘅主耶稣基督就快翻嚟系好有关系。
This vision is within that context.
呢一个意象喺呢一个内容嘅里面。
And as you go into this vision, you will find even the contents show you that this is so.
如果我们看这些经文的内容，我们都会看见这个内容实在是这样。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are living at the end of the end days.
弟兄姊妹，我们在那个末后的日子，最末后的时间。
And it is the blessed hope of every Christian looking forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus.
这个是每一个基督徒是蒙福的盼望，乃是你能够是仰望等候主耶稣的回来。
We would like to see the things that are related to his coming.
我们想去看关乎主耶稣回来的事情。
And this chapter, this vision, have very much to do with that.
这一章的圣经，这个的意象是十分同这个有关。
Now here you'll find it is a vision in heaven.
我们看见这个一个天上的意象。
You know, we only see things on earth.
我们只看见在地上的事情。
And when we see things on earth,
当我们看见地上的事情的时候，
sometimes we are very confused.
有些时候我们很混乱。
And at other times, we feel even very sad.
在另一些时间我们觉得 很伤心。
But if we are able to see the vision in heaven,
但如果我们能够看见天上的意象，
which guides, governs the things on earth,
是管理和带引地上发生的事情，
then we will begin to understand God's way and God's will.
我们就开始明白神的途径和神的旨意。
And that will give us strength,
这个就给我有力量和安慰。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
as we are approaching the end day,
当我们是临近末日末后的日子，
before the coming, imminent coming of our Lord Jesus,
在我们的主耶稣很快回来之前，
if you look around on this earth,
如果我们望一望周围的世界，
probably you will feel very disappointed,
很可能你会觉得很失望。
Everything seems to be going from bad to worse and worse to worst.
所有的事情都是由坏变成更坏，由变成最坏。
Sometimes you're confused.
有些时候我们就混乱了。
But if you look up to heaven,
但如果你望着天，
and by the grace of God, he will give you a vision.
靠着神的恩典，他会给我们一个意象。
Then you begin to be clear of everything that is going on upon this earth.
你就开始明白在地上发生的所有一切的事情了。
Knowing that God has a purpose.
你就认识神是一个旨意。
And he is on the throne.
他是在一个宝座的上面。
And he is working out his purpose.
他是按照他的旨意来到作成他所要做的工。
So may the Lord give us a heavenly sight.
求神给我们一个属天的看见。
That will help us to live in these days.
能够帮助我们在这些日子上里面来到活着。
Now, because this is prophecy,
因为这些预言，
therefore we cannot be dogmatic.
所以我们不能够说我们是很权威性的。
You know, there is a problem studying prophecy.
你知道是预言的时候有一个问题。
Because when you study prophecy,
当我们读预言的时候，
you are tempted to be a prophet.
你要尝试做个先知。
And that will be very terrible.
咁就会好可怕了。
We are students of prophecy.
我们是预言的学生。
And hopefully, we will never be false prophets.
希望我们不会做到假先知。
Now, what I mean is simply this.
我的意思就是这样，很简单。
Because this is prophecy.
因为这个是预言。
So we cannot be too sure of how this prophecy will be fulfilled.
所以我们不能够肯定这些预言是会怎样的应验。
We know that God's prophecy will be fulfilled.
我知道神的预言一定应验,
they will be literally fulfilled.
他们会按照字面来应验,
but how?
但怎样呢?
We do not know.
我们不知道,
because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And God's ways are higher than ours.
神的道路是高过我们的道路。
And for this reason,
因为这样的原因,
I hope that brothers and sisters
我希望弟兄姊妹,
will not be dogmatic about the interpretation of prophecy.
关乎预言的解释, 我们不要觉得我们是识得太多。
You know, Revelation chapter 12 has many different interpretations.
启示录第十二章有很多不同的解释。
Some see this chapter in this way.
有人这样看这一章的经文,
others see it in another way.
有人在另一个方面来看这一章的经文,
and because there are different interpretations,
因为那里有不同的解释,
so sometimes you'll find among God's people there are trouble.
所以你发觉在神的儿女当中那里有些困难,
but remember,
但记住,
interpretation is not the scripture.
解释并不是圣经,
we believe in the scripture, the word of God.
我们信的是圣经是神的话,
we believe every word of it.
我们每一个字都相信,
we know that it is breathed by God.
我们知道神是呼气下去的,
it is eternal truth.
是一个永远的真理。
But when we are trying to interpret the scripture, because we are very limited, so even to the best of our knowledge,
所以就算是我们最好的知识,
we still cannot see exactly as God sees it.
我们不能够看见,好像神那样看见,那么准确。
So that's the reason why.
这个就是那个原因,
the interpretation,
翻译,
some interpret this way,
有人这样翻译,
other interpret the same thing but that way,
有人翻译同样的东西,但又有不同的翻译,
and sometimes they are very conflicting with each other.
有些时候,这些翻译是很矛盾的,
but do not be troubled by it,
但不要被这些烦到你,
and do not fight with one another,
亦都不要彼此来相争,
just be patient and wait,
忍耐的等候,
until God gave us greater light.
直到神给我们更大的亮光。
Now let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
I was in Peru one year.
我在秘鲁一年的时间。
You know where Peru is?
你知道秘鲁在哪里吗?
South America.
在南美,
now I went to Peru,
我去到秘鲁,
to visit a couple missionaries.
我去探一对的宣教士夫妇,
they love the Lord.
他们很爱他们的主,
and they labored there for a number of years already.
他们在那里劳苦了很多年,
as a matter of fact, they are still there.
事实上他们现今还在那里,
and I paid them a visit.
我就去探他们,
they live in the jungle.
他们在那些森林里来居住,
by the Amazon River.
在这个亚马逊河的河边,
there is no way of getting in but by flying in.
那里没有其他的办法能够去到,除了是搭飞机。
So I flew in,
我就搭飞机去到,
to be with this couple.
就同一对的夫妇一起,
now they spent their years in this way.
他们这样的来到过他们一年在那里,
half of the year they live in a small boat.
一半年的时间,他们住在一条小船的上面。
They travel in the Amazon River.
他们在亚马逊河上面来到这样的游了。
And visiting various villages.
就去探问那些不同的乡村。
Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
在那里来到传扬耶稣基督的福音。
And half of the time,
一半的时间,
they live in a truck.
他们就住在一架货车的上面,
because they will travel the high mountains in Peru.
因为他们在那些秘鲁的高山里面来到去不同的地方,
and visiting different villages.
来到探问不同的乡村,
I spent 3 weeks with them.
我有三个礼拜的时间跟他们,
on the Amazon River,
在这个亚马逊河上面,
and on these high mountains,
在这个高山的上面。
Now before I left,
当我离开之前,
they had a conference there.
他们有一个特别的聚会,
that place was called Yurimagua.
这个地方叫Yurimagua.
And people coming out of the jungles,
这些人就从那些森林出来了,
you know, native Christians,
那些土人的信徒,
They had to walk through the forest.
啊, 他們要走過那些森林,
and they came to attend this conference.
啊, 他們要來到參加這個特會,
and because I was leaving the next morning.
啊, 因為我第二早就要回離開了,
so they asked me to speak on the first night.
啊, 他就在第一天的晚上叫我來跟他們講信息,
but in the afternoon,
但在那天的晚上,
a missionary from another village arrived.
啊, 有一個宣教士從另一個鄉村就來到了,
and we were together in this couple's house.
啊, 我們一起在這對宣教士夫婦的家裡面,
and while we were talking,
啊, 當我們在談話的時候,
this missionary tried to figure out who I was.
啊, 这个宣教士他就想去找出究竟我是怎样的人啊?
So he began to ask me questions.
他开始就问我这个问题。
Now, I knew a little bit of his background.
我知道少少他的背景。
So I tried to avoid anything that might disturb us.
啊, 我就嘗試, 啊, 不讲一些东西, 啊, but, 来到影响我们的。
But he questioned me in such a way,
但他问我的问题, 这样的问法,
that he forced me to say something I know it will be different from his view.
啊, 他就好像逼到我要就是答一些问题来到讲一些东西是会从他的看法是不同的。
Now, if you know anything about rapture,
啊, 如果你知道被提的事,
you know rapture in the Bible,
你知道圣经讲到被提,
to Christians today, they have various different views.
你知道,对基督徒来说,有不同的看法。
So he began to question me about rapture.
啊, 他开始就问我被提的问题。
And he asked me, "Will, how do you think of rapture?"
他就问我,你怎么看被提啊?
Well, I said, I believe the whole church will be raptured.
我相信整个教会都被提。
You know, this is a general way I try to avoid in this specific.
啊, 我嘗試用一個普通的答案而不去答一些指定的東西,
because whatever view on rapture you hold,
因為無論你對被提有什麼看法,
eventually all church will be raptured,
最終教會都是被提的。
But of course he was not satisfied.
啊, 當然他是不滿意了。
So he pressed me.
啊, 他一直逼我。
And he said, how many times?
他問被提有多少次啊?
Now I know what he believed in.
我知道他信的是什么,
but I differ from him.
但我信的和他信的不同,
but I have to be very honest with him.
但我要对他很诚实,
so I told him what I am thinking.
我就跟他说我想的是什么,
and you know what that brother said?
你知道这个弟兄怎么说呢?
He said, you do not believe the scripture.
他就说你不相信圣经。
I say, brother, no.
我说弟兄不是啊,
I believe the scripture as well as you are.
我信圣经是好像你这样信圣经。
But unfortunately, we hold different interpretations.
但可惜的是我们对圣经的解释有点不同了。
But I do not hold my interpretation so rigidly.
但我不是那么硬性的来守我对这些语言的解释。
If the Lord will show me something better,
如果主给我看见一些更好的,
I'm willing to change.
我愿意来到改变,
but I do believe the scripture just as you do.
啊, 但我相信圣经是正如你这样相信圣经。
But that brother said, no,
但那个弟兄说不是,
you don't believe the scripture.
你不相信圣经。
After supper,
啊, 在吃晚饭之后,
we walked together to the way to the conference.
我们一同来到走到那个聚会的地方。
And this brother say again and again,
你又等一次一次这样说,
he said, if you speak, then I will not speak.
他就说,如果你说,
now I was a visitor.
我是一个来到探望的人。
I was leaving the next day.
第二天我就离开了。
I will speak only once.
我只是讲一堂道。
But this brother, being in the neighboring village,
啊, 但这个弟兄在隔壁的乡村,
as a missionary,
作为一个宣教士,
he will be there.
他会常常在那里。
So when he mentioned that way,
当他这样说的时候,
I say, brother,
我就跟他说, 弟兄,
if you think it that way,
如果你这样想的话,
then I will not speak.
那我就不会说了。
So I told the brethren, I'm not speaking.
那我就跟弟兄们说,我不说了。
Now, of course,
当然,
the next morning, these native brothers gathered together.
啊, 这些是, 啊, 本地的信徒就是走在一起, 弟兄们走在一起了。
Wanted to know why I did not speak.
啊, 就想知道我为什么不说。
But I already flew out.
但我已经飞走咗啦。
Now the reason why I tell this story.
个原因点解讲呢个故事
？Is to show you.
嗱，俾你睇见。
That there may be different interpretations.
嗰度可以有唔同嘅解释。
Different understandings.
有唔同嘅明白。
Because we are not perfect.
因为我哋唔完全嘅。
And yet.
然而。
One thing we agree.
有一样我哋同意。
We believe the word of God.
我哋相信神嘅说话。
Every word in the Bible
每一句圣经的说话
is God breathed
是神的呼吸
worthy to believe in
是我们相信的
and worthy to trust
是值得我们信靠的
So I help with this interpretation and with this explanation
所以我有这样的解释
Now, you will allow me to interpret chapter 12
让你容许我来到去解释第十二章
If it happens to be different from yours
如果我的解释是刚刚跟你的不同
Don't be angry with me.
不要对我是发怒
I'm open.
我是打开的
And maybe one day the Lord will allow me to see as you have already seen.
或者有一天只让我看见你已经所看见的
But this is what I understand now.
但这个是我现在所明白的
And this is how it speaks to me.
这个是神的话这样对我说
And it really helped me a great deal.
帮助了我很大
So now we can begin chapter 12 of Revelation.
现在我们可以开始看书第十二章。
A great sign was seen in heaven.
在天上出现一个大异象。
Now what is that great sign?
这个大的异象是什么呢?
You know, sign in the scripture.
你知道圣经讲到
speaks of, it points to something.
那是说这样东西是指着另一样东西的。
Now what is the sign?
什么是一个异象呢?
The sign is a woman.
这个异象是一个妇人。
Clothed with the sun.
身披日头。
And the moon under her feet.
脚踏月亮。
And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars.
头戴十二星的冠冕。
Now who is that woman?
这个妇人是谁呢?
No wonder there are many different interpretations.
无怪那里有很多的解释。
I will not try to give you the different interpretations.
我不尝试给你有各种不同的解释。
Because that will take too much time.
因为那个太长时间了。
I will tell you how I see it today.
我只是告诉你今天我怎么看见。
I believe this woman is the woman of the ages.
我相信这个妇人是历世历代以来的妇人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because you find this woman have 12 stars.
因为你发觉这个妇人有十二个星。
Now, where in the scripture do you find 12 stars?
在圣经边度你找到十二个星呢?
You know that?
Joseph.
That's right. In Genesis.
在创世纪
in the first book in the Bible,
在圣经的第一卷的书
you find that Joseph dreamed a dream.
你发觉约瑟发了个梦
and he saw the 12 stars.
他看见十二粒星
and the sun and the moon.
他看见日头和月亮
so the 12 stars as the crown in the head.
所以这个十二个星是一个头戴的冠冕
speaks of the patriotic age.
是讲到是
Patriarch age.
是讲到是列祖的时代。
You know, we consider the days of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth, the patriarch age.
你知道我们讲到阿巴拉以撒雅各就是讲到以色列人的列祖的时代。
So here you find the patriarch age there.
在这里我们就看见是列祖的时代在这里了。
And the moon under her feet.
这个星在她脚下。
Now the moon is the age of law.
这个月亮就是律法的时代。
Because law is a reflection.
因为律法是一个反映。
So you find the age of the law, Moses.
你发觉到是摩西律法的时代。
And then you have the sun. clothed with the sun.
That
speaks of the age of grace. So you find all the ages you find in the scripture. This woman is connected with the patriarch age. He is connected with the age of the law. And he is connected with the age of grace. So we call that woman the woman of the ages. Now why a woman and not a man? In the Bible, the man always represents objective truth. And woman always represents subjective experience. So here what the Lord is trying to show us is the subjective dealing of the Lord through the ages. Therefore, is represented by a woman. The woman in the patriarch age represents God dealing with man during that age. His way of dealing with Abraham. His way of dealing with Isaac. His way with Jacob, with Joseph. And the same is applicable to the age of the law. That gave us the whole history of Israel. And then the same thing happens in the age of grace. The Lord's dealing with the church. So this is the woman of the ages. And you know this woman according to the different age. In the patriarch age, you know her. And in the age of law, you know her in a way. And in the age of grace, you know her in another way. In the age of the patriarch, you know Abraham. In the age of law, you know Moses. And the age of the grace, you know the church. So that's what that woman represents. Now you find this woman is in pain, in
travail.
She is going to bring forth. Now if you know the context, because we are looking at this sign at the end of the age. Before the coming of our Lord Jesus. That is, we are looking it at our time. So what do you find this woman is doing? She is crying. Why did she cry? Because she is in pain. Now what's that pain? She is in travail. She is going to give birth to a man child. Now that's what it is. Alright? Let's leave her for a while. And go to another vision. There is a vision of a great red dragon. Dragon.
Long.
Nobody has ever seen a dragon. But strangely, all over the world, people believe in dragon. So there must be dragon there. And this is a great dragon. And red dragon. Red. Give us the sense of being very bloody.
这样的印象, 它是很血腥的,
and this great red dragon,
这个大的红龙,
he has seven heads and ten horns.
它有七头十角,
and on the seven heads, seven diadems, there are seven crowns.
它七头的上面戴着七个冠冕,
now, is it a little familiar with you if you know the scripture?
如果你熟悉圣经的话, 这个对你来说,
you don't need to go very far.
你不需要看很远,
go to the next chapter.
看下一章,
in chapter 13,
第13章,
you find the same thing.
你发觉同样的东西,
but it is a beast.
但这个兽,
a beast coming out of the sea.
是从海上里面出来一个兽,
having seven heads and ten horns.
有七个头十个角,
but the diadem is on the horns, not all the heads.
但那个冠冕在一个角,
now, we know that beast,
我们知道这个兽,
refer to the world empire.
是代表这个世界的帝国,
now, we don't have time to go into details.
我们没时间去进入详细了,
so I just mentioned it.
我只是提一提,
so, you find there is a relationship between the dragon and the beast.
你发觉龙和兽是有关系的,
in other words,
换句话说,
the dragon actually gave the power to the beast.
这个龙是将权柄来给兽,
if the beast represents the world empire,
如果这个兽是代表世界的帝国,
then the dragon, he represents the prince of this world.
这个龙就代表这个世界的王,
you know, he is the god of this world.
你知道他是这个世界的神,
so, here you'll find ten horns and ten heads, ten horns and seven heads.
你会发觉这个是七头和十角,
in other words, this dragon had the world in his
head. 换句话来说,这个龙有这个世界在他的手里面,
he is behind all the world powers.
他在这个世界的一切权力的后面,
and then you find,
你又发觉,
how his tail draw the third part of the stars of the heaven and cast them to the earth.
他的尾巴怎么拖着天上的星辰三分之一摔在地上,
now, the stars of the heaven here refers to the angelic host.
这个天上的星神是讲到是天上的天使,
and you know, when Lucifer, the archangel, in the beginning rebelled against God,
你知道这个Lucifer, 他在天上来到反叛神的时候,
he drew one third of the angels to rebel with him.
他将天上三分之一的天使都带着来到去反叛神.
So now you identify the red dragon.
在这里我们就能够认出这个龙是谁了.
And he is being identified later on too.
后面他又再被来到指定指出是谁.
Because in verse 9,
因为第九节,
it said, and the great dragon was cast out.
他说这个是大龙是被摔到地上,
the ancient serpent,
是古蛇,
now, are you familiar with the ancient serpent?
你对这个古蛇, 你认不认识啊?
Young people, you know that?
年轻人, 你知道吗?
Ancient serpent,
古蛇是谁?
Which serpent in the Bible is the first serpent mentioned?
圣经里面哪条蛇是第一次来提出来的?
What is it? Ah, in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园那里,
you remember a serpent there tempted Eve?
你记得蛇在引诱夏娃吗?
Now that's the ancient serpent.
这个就是古蛇吗?
So you find that this red dragon is none other but that ancient serpent.
你发觉这个大龙不是谁, 乃是那个古蛇,
and who is called devil and Satan.
又叫魔鬼, 又叫撒旦,
he is the devil.
他是魔鬼,
always mischievous,
上上都是顽皮的,
doing evil things,
做坏的事情,
and he is Satan,
他是撒旦,
the adversary of God,
是神的对头,
and deceives the whole habitable world,
迷惑普天下的,
now Satan is the deceiver of the world,
撒旦是迷惑普天下的,
So,
所以
this sign
呢个嘅异象
show us Satan there，
俾我哋睇见撒旦喺嗰度。
And he was there standing before that woman。
佢系站喺呢个妇人嘅面前。
What is he doing there？
佢喺嗰度做乜嘢
？Strangely，
好奇怪。
He does not try to swallow that woman。
佢冇尝试去吞呢、这个食呢个妇人。
Because to him, that woman means not much to him。
因为对佢嚟讲，呢、这个妇人唔算得乜嘢。
But he standing there waiting for the man child that is to be born。
啊，但佢企喺度等呢个男婴出世嘅时候。
Because that man child。Means a lot to him.
因为对佢嚟讲，呢个男婴实在太重要啦。
Now, what is the picture you see here?
你睇见一个咩嘅图画呢？
You know, Satan is always standing against the church.
你知道吓，呢个撒旦常常系对同教会系反对嘅。
You remember our Lord Jesus said?
你记得我哋嘅主讲吗
？On this rock I will build my church.
喺呢个磐石嘅上边，我要建立我嘅教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间嘅权势，阴间嘅门不能胜过他。
So it shows that Satan is always against the church.
呢度俾我哋睇见撒旦常常系嚟到反对教会嘅。
Because he knows.
因为佢知道
God is using the church to destroy him.
因为神，佢知道神系要用教会嚟到毁灭佢，
so he is always against the church.
所以佢常常系要抵挡教会。
But strangely here you find the church means nothing to him.
但喺度你发觉好奇怪，教会对佢冇就唔系咁重要。
Why？
点解啊
？Because in the last days，
因为喺末后嘅日子
，that is in our days，
喺我哋今日嘅时候
，the church has fallen，
教会已经堕落咗啦。
The church is no longer the church triumphant.
教会已经唔系得胜嘅教会啦。
The church is the church defeated.
教会系一个失败嘅教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
if you look at the church today,
你要今日睇地上嘅教会
what do you see the church is?
你睇见教会乜嘢咧
？The world has entered into the church and take over.
世界已经进到教会里边，已经管理教会啦。
The church is like a boat already sunk.
教会好似一条船已经沉咗啦。
So Satan knows the church means nothing to him.
所以教会对撒旦嚟讲，教会唔算得乜嘢啦。
The church cannot affect his kingdom anymore.
教会再唔能够影响佢嘅国度啦。
He does not care about it.
佢唔再理啦。
So once there was a story.
有时候有个咁嘅故仔。
Satan was sleeping in the church.
撒旦喺教会里边瞓觉。
Why？
点解啊
？Because he can well afford.To sleep.
因为佢喺嗰度，佢可以去瞓觉。
Because the church is dead.
因为教会已经死咗啦。
Now if the church is living,
如果教会系活嘅
，he will be very active.
佢又会好活跃啦。
Trying to attack it.
佢要尝试去攻击教会。
Trying to destroy it.
要毁灭教会啦。
But here you find.
但系呢个发觉
，the church means nothing to him.
对佢嚟讲，教会唔再算得乜嘢啦。
Before the coming of the Lord,
你知道当主翻嚟之前
，the condition of the church is so poor.
教会嘅情况系咁可怜。
The Bible predicts a general falling away.
嗰度一个好普遍嘅堕落。
That's what the Bible predicts.
系圣经咁样预言。
And that's what we are seeing today.
亦都系今日我哋所睇见嘅。
So it means nothing to Satan.
对撒旦嚟讲，教会唔算得乜嘢啦。
But
但系
the man child.
但系呢个男婴。
That is going to be born by that woman.
系呢个妇人生嘅男婴。
Now he knows that man child will be his end.
佢知道呢个嘅男婴会系佢嘅终结。
So he's waiting there.
所以喺度等。
Until that woman gives birth.
直等到呢个妇人生产。
Isn't it that the church is suffering today?
今日嘅教会系咪受苦咧
？The church suffers today not only from outside.
教会受苦唔单止我哋嗰方面
，but he suffers also from inside.
佢系从里边佢都系受苦嘅，唔单止外边受苦。
If you know the situation of the church in our 21st century，
如果我哋知道喺十世纪嘅教会。
You find there are tribulations, persecutions, sufferings everywhere.
你知道喺每个地方教会都系受逼迫、受患难、受痛苦。
Do you know there are more martyrs today then in the second and third century.
你知唔知道今日嘅殉道者系多过第一世纪同第二世纪咧？
The church is suffering.
教会系受苦嘅教会。
The church is being opposed.
教会系被逼迫嘅。
The church is being persecuted.
教会系被压制嘅。
But not only that.
但唔单止系咁。
You find the church suffered inwardly.
你发觉教会里边系受苦嘅。
Not only there is a declension.
唔单止嗰度有个外边嘅败落
，there is apostasy，
吓嗰度有叛教嘅事
，there are many false teaching，
嗰度有好多假嘅教训
，many false Christ，
好多假嘅基督
，many false prophets，
好多假嘅先知
，and the church as a whole suffer for that reason，
吓教会整个都系咁因为咁嘅原因嚟到受苦
，so in a sense the church is in pain，
所以喺话咁嘅意思嘅时候，教会就痛苦啦
，she is crying，
佢喺度喊。
She is in pain.
她是痛的。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
the Bible said,
但圣经说,
that is a special kind of pain.
她是一个很特别的痛。
You know, pain has many different kinds.
你知道很多种的痛啊。
A woman who is going to give birth is in travailing pain.
一个妇人就来要生产,她有生产的痛。
But that pain is very positive.
但这个痛是很积极的。
Because the result of that pain will be a birth.
因为这个痛的结果会生产出一个婴孩出来。
It is not just suffering.
这个不只是受苦。
But it is suffering towards a purpose.
是受苦为了一个目的。
Do you know the whole world is in travail today?
你知不知道整个世界都在这里受苦呢？
You have wars.
你有争战。
Rumors of wars.
有争战的声音。
You have earthquakes.
你有地震。
You have famine.
你有饥荒。
You have pestilence.
你有瘟疫。
You have false Christ.
你有假的基督。
As you find in Matthew chapter
24. 好在是马太福音第十四章讲
的。The world is suffering.
这个世界都是受苦。
The world is in pain.
这个世界都在痛的里面。
But what does the Bible say?
但圣经讲什么呢?
The Bible said,
圣经说,
This is the beginning of childbirth.
圣经说这个 是生产的开始。
The world is going to give birth to something.
这个痛苦要生产出些出来。
Just like this woman is going to give birth to something.
是她要生产出些出来。
And that something is very positive.
这个生产是十分的积极的。
That something that is to be begotten.
这个被生出来的。
Has, is very precious to God.
对神来讲是很宝贵的。
And is very dangerous to Satan.
对撒旦是很危险的。
So you see how important that is?
所以你看见何等的重要吗?
Now, what is it that will be born by the church?
教会要生出什么?
Suffering time.
在这个受苦的时期。
What will come out of the church?
从教会会生出什么出来呢?
That will mean so much to God.
是对神是这么重要吗?
And will mean so much to the enemy of God.
也对撒旦是这么重要,对神的敌人是这么重要吗?
So now we have to interpret the man child.
我现在要解释这个男婴了。
Now who is the man child that will be born?
这个男婴生出来是哪一个来的?
There is one interpretation.
我有一个解释。
Say the man child, of course, is Christ.
这个男婴当然是基督呢?
Who can it be but Jesus Christ?
除了基督还有谁呢?
Now, if the man child is Christ,
如果这个男婴是基督,
then the woman is Mary.
那这个妇人应该就是玛利亚了。
But we know it cannot be.
我们知道不可能了。
Even though many, Mary is blessed of the Lord.
虽然很多的玛利亚都是蒙主来祝福的。
But he is not clothed with the sun.
但他不是身披日头
，nor the moon under his feet，
亦都唔系脚踏月亮
，nor the crown with 12 stars，
亦都冇俾十二个星嚟到作佢冠冕。
You know, it is not like the Roman Catholic they call Mary the mother of God。
唔系，好似系天主教讲，玛利亚系神嘅王，神嘅母亲。
God does not have a mother。
神并冇母亲嘅。
She is the mother of Jesus。
系佢系耶稣嘅母亲。
She is blessed of the Lord.
她是蒙主祝福的。
But she is the handmaid of the Lord.
但是她是主的婢女。
And furthermore,
更加的,
after our Lord Jesus was born,
当你的主出世之后,
he was not taken immediately to heaven.
她不是立刻被提到天上。
Actually, he fled to Egypt.
事实上她逃跑到埃及。
So, it cannot be our Lord Jesus.
所以这个不可能是我们的主耶稣。
And this vision is concerned with the end time.
这个意象是关乎末日末后的日子。
With the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
是我们的主第二次的回来。
So it cannot be our Lord himself.
所以不能够是我们的主自己。
Then who is this man child?
那这个男婴是哪一个呢?
Now you look at the description.
你看这个的形容。
You find this man child that is to be born.
你发觉这个男孩子就来要生产的。
In verse 5.
第五节。
And she brought forth a male son.
他就生了一个男孩子。
Who shall shepherd all the nations with an iron rod.
是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的原民作牧
羊。And her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
Now this man child,
这个男孩,
he will rule over all the nations with an iron rod.
他要用铁杖来到管辖万国。
Now, in the book of Revelation,
在启示录的里面,
this description is mentioned three times.
这个的这样的形容是三次的被提出来。
Now, who will help me to find these three places?
谁能够帮我找到这三个地方呢?
Now, this is the second place.
这个是第二次。
It's already found.
已经找到了。
Now, where is this description found the first place?In the book of Revelation.
在启示录第一次是哪里来讲这件事呢?
Young people, can you tell me?
年轻人你能够告诉我?
Anybody?
有没有人?
Revelation chapter 2Verse
27.
Revelation 2:27. And he shall shepherd them with an iron rod as vessels of pottery, or they're broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father.
他必用铁杖管辖他们。将他们如同摇杖如户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从父领受的权柄一样。
Now, who are those who shall rule shepherds with an iron rod here?
边一个喺呢度系用铁杖管辖或者牧养佢嘅列国咧？
You read verse 24.
你读第二十六节。
And he that overcomes.
那得胜的。
And he that keeps unto the end my works,
又遵守我命令到底的,
to him will I give authority over the nations,
我要赐给他权柄制服列国,
and he shall shepherd them with an iron rod.
他必用铁杖管辖他们。
So this refers to the overcomer of the church.
这个是指到教会的得胜者。
Now, yesterday, we mentioned about the overcomers.
昨日我们提到得胜者。
So here you find, this refers to the overcomers of the church.
这个是讲到教会的得胜者。
And they shall rule the nations with an iron rod, just as our Lord Jesus will.
他们要用铁杖来管辖万国，好像我们的主那样。
And then try to find the third place.
我们尝试找第三次的地方。
Will anyone help me?
有人帮到我呢？
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
And out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he might smite the nations, and he shall shepherd them with an iron rod.
启示录第十九章的第十五节。有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们。
And this refers to our Lord Jesus.
呢个系讲到我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
So you find,
所以你发觉
，in the book of Revelation there are three places.
喺启示录有三处嘅地方
，where this is described.
系咁样形容。
Two refers. One, the first one refers to the overcomers of the church.
第一 知嚟到记载到嘅系知道教会嘅得胜者。
The last one refers to our Lord Jesus, the overcomer.
喺就最后一次嘅系讲到我哋嘅主系嗰位嘅得胜者。
And in between, in chapter 12.
但喺呢两个中间第十二章。
Now, how are you going to apply it?
你我哋点样嚟到应用咧？
Now, the only way you can apply it is to the overcomers.
我哋唯一能够应用到嘅就系应用喺得胜者嘅身上。
And not to Christ himself.
而唔系喺基督嘅身上。
Now, we will prove that as we go on.
我哋跟着落去嘅时候，我哋就会证明系咁啦。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
you know the whole world is travailing.
你知道整个世界都喺度难产嘅痛苦。
You read Romans chapter 8.
你读罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 said,The whole creation is groaning.
喺罗马书第八章嗰度话俾我哋听，创造之物都系喺嗰度系叹息，劳苦叹息。
The whole world is travailing.
整个宇宙都喺度痛苦嘅叹息。
That's what you see in the world today.
你今日睇呢个世界，你咁样睇见。
The whole world is in pain.
整个世界都喺痛苦嘅里面。
It is crying.
喺嗰度喊。
Why?
点解啊
？They are waiting for the manifestation.Of the sons of God.
佢哋喺度等神嘅种子嘅显现。
Then they will be released.
佢哋就能够被释放啦。
Then you find in Romans chapter 8.
你发觉罗马书第八章。
And here you find.
喺度你发觉。
That this woman, the church itself.
喺呢个妇人教会本身。
Is also in pain, in travail.
都喺度痛，都喺度系难产嘅痛苦。
Waiting for that man child to come forth.
系等待呢个男婴生出嚟。
And when that man child is born,
当那个男婴生出来的时候
the red dragon didn't have a chance to swallow him.
这个龙红龙没机会来再吞灭他
because he is immediately caught up to the throne to God.
因为他立刻就被提到神的宝座那里了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do you see that?
你看不看见
呢 Now,
现在
This man-child
这个男婴
is a corporate man-child.
这个一个整体的男婴
It is not an individual.
不是一个个别的人
Now, how do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
You read in the same chapter.
同一章
Probably we begin with verse 10.
我们在十节开始
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying,Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brother has cast out, and who accused them before our God day and night.
第十节，我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控诉我们弟兄的，已经被出下去了。
And they,have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony and have not loved their lives even unto death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they said, therefore, be full of delight, ye heavens and ye that dwell in them.
跟着就说所以诸天和住在其上的你们都快乐吧。
So from these verses, you can see, this man child is a corporate being.
是一个整体的人。
He represents the end time overcomer.
他是代表在末后的日子的得胜者。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we are living in the end time.
我们会在末后的日子。
And the church is going to give birth To the man-child.
教会要生出这个男婴。
And this is what we mentioned yesterday.
这个我们昨天所讲的。
The last call is the call to overcome.
最后的呼召就是得胜者的呼召。
In the general declension of the church.
在教会整体的堕落的里面。
God is calling.
神是呼召。
In the church.
在教会里面。
Out of the church.
在教会里面。
There will be some people.
那里会有这个人。
Who will respond to him.
是对神有反应的。
Who will keep the testimony of Jesus?
是会持守基督耶稣的见证。
Who will be faithful to him?
是对他是忠心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
these will be the overcomers of the church.
这些就是教会的得胜者了。
They will represent the whole church.
他们代表整个教会。
In bearing the testimony of Jesus in the last day.
在末后的日子,
and one day,
有一天,
when they are completed,
当他们作成的时候,
that is when they are born,
当他们生出来的时候,
immediately they will be taken up to God, to the throne in heaven. And do you know what happened next?
你知道什么事发生吗?
After they arrive in heaven,
当他们被提到天上面的时候,
the Bible said,
圣经就说,
and there was war in the heaven.
他说天上就有争战了。
Now, if you read very carefully,
如果你很小心地读,
in the original,
在原文的里面,
you have heavens and heaven.
那里有天和诸天,
this man child is actually taken up to the heavens, to the third heaven.
这位男婴被提升到诸天,在第三层天上面,
where the throne of God is.
神的宝座在那里,
but after that happened,
当那发生之后,
then in the heaven there will be war.
那么天上就有争战了,
the heaven here refer to the first heaven.
这个天是第一层的天,
that is the air.
是讲到空气,
a battle in the air.
在天空上面有争战,
and not fought by man.
不是人去打,
but fought by angels.
是天使去打,
Michael is another archangel.
米迦勒是另一个天使长,
he will lead those angels that are loyal to God.
他会带领那些对神忠心的天使,
to fight against Satan, also an archangel, but fallen archangel.
他会跟撒旦来争战,这个是堕落了的天使长,
and will cast him out of heaven upon the earth.
要将他从空中来到,赶到,摔到地上。
Do you know?
你知不知道?
This first heaven,
第一层的天,
or the air,
下个天空,
is the headquarter of the kingdom of Satan.
是撒旦的角度的大本营。
This man child,
这个男婴,
has overcome him,
是胜过他了,
because they are able to go through his headquarters,
因为他能够冲破他的大本营,
and reach the third heaven.
能够达到第三层天,
you know, they overcome Satan.
你知道他们胜过撒旦,
and because they have overcome Satan,
因为他胜过撒旦,
therefore, a war in the first heaven.
所以在天空第一层天就有争战了,
and Satan was thrown down upon this earth.
撒旦就被摔到地上。
Why?
为什么?
Because our Lord Jesus,
因为我们的主耶稣,
is ready to come down from the throne to the air.
因为我们的主已经预备好,是从宝座来到天空的上面了,
so the air has to be clear.
所以天空是要被清理了。
Now you probably need some more of Bible background.
你需要更多的圣经背景。
Do you know how our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven?
你知不知道我们的主怎么升到天上呢?
In Acts chapter 1,
使徒行传第一章,
maybe I have to say a little bit more.
或者我要讲多一点了。
Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Now, and having said these things, he, that is our Lord, was taken up, they beholding him, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
第九节,使徒行传第一章第九节说了这话,向我们的主说了这话, 他们正看的时候,他就被取上升, 有一朵云彩把他接去, 便看不见他了。
Verse 10.
第十节,
and as they were gazing into heaven, as he was going, behold, also two men stood by them in quite white clothing.
当他望上去,他们定睛望天的时候,忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说,
Verse 11.
第十节,
who also say, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven shall thus come in the manner in which ye have beheld him going into heaven.
加利利人啊, 你们为什么站着望天呢? 这离开你们被接升天的耶稣, 你们见他怎样往天上去, 他还要怎样来?
Now how did our Lord Jesus go to heaven?
我们的主怎样去到升到天上面呢?
He left Mount Olive.
他离开橄榄山,
and he gradually ascended.
他渐渐地上升,
and the disciples look at him.
当使徒们看着他的时候,
seeing him going up.
看见他上升,
until a cloud took him.
然后有一朵云彩来接了他,
and he's still ascending.
他继续地上升,
but they couldn't see him.
但他看不到他了,
because he was hidden in a cloud.
因为他被云彩来接了,
so they are still looking up.
他仍然上望,
so two men in white appeared.
两个人就白衣就出现了,
and said, "Men of Galilee,
加利利人,
why do you look up?
为什么你头上望呢?
This Jesus who is taken up,
这位耶稣这样被接上升的,
he will come back in like manner.
他会同样的这样回来,
same way.
同样的,
same way coming back as he is going up.
他怎么上去,
now how did he go up?
他怎么上去呢?
In two stages.
有两个阶段,
from Mount Olive to the cloud, to the air.
由这个橄榄山升到天空,
visible.
是看见的,
from the cloud to the third heaven, invisible.
是由云彩去到第三重天是看不见的,
and this we call the going of our Lord Jesus.
我们就说,
now the coming of our Lord Jesus
will be
in the same way.
仍然这样回来,
the word, the coming of the Lord.
那个说话说耶稣的回来,
the word is parousia.
这个字是parousia,
in Greek it is parousia.
在希腊文是parousia,
now parousia simply means presence.
那个意思就是说同在的意思,
the presence of the Lord.
是主的同在,
now today he is absent.
今天他不在,
physically speaking.
肉体来说,
spiritually speaking he is always present.
属灵来说,
but physically speaking,
但肉体来说,
he is absent.
他不在,
but one day he will be physically present.
但有一天,
now how will he be present?
他怎样能够在呢?
The first part of it,
第一部分,
is for the, from the throne to the air.
是由那宝座来到空中,
it is invisible.
是看不到的,
that's why the air has to be cleared.
所以空中是要被清洁了,
so our Lord began his coming from the throne to the air.
我们的主回来是由宝座来到空中,
we do not see it,
我们看不到的,
but it already happened.
但已经发生了,
how do we know it's already happened?
我们怎么知道已经发生了?
Because when that happened,
因为当我发生的时候,
Satan will be thrown upon the earth.
撒旦就会被摔到地上了,
and when Satan was thrown upon the earth,
当撒旦被摔到地上的时候,
he will persecute the woman.
他会逼迫那个妇人,
he was angry with the woman,
他对那个妇人很怒,
because the woman gave birth to that man child.
因为那个妇人是生出这个婴孩,
for how long?
他多久呢?
1260 days. A time and times and half a time.
一载二载半载,
3 years and a half.
是三年半,
that's the great tribulation.
这个就是大灾难啊,
so brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you find this man child,
你所发觉这个男婴,
has much to do with the coming of the Lord.
是从主的回来很有关系,
because this man child,
因为这个男婴,
will be those who will prepare the way of our Lord's coming.
因为他们来到预备我们的主的回来,
you know, when our Lord first came into this world,
当主第一次来到这个地上的时候,
there were some people
可能有些人,
who prepared his coming.
是预备主的来,
Zechariah, Elizabeth,
撒加利亚伊丽莎达,
Simeon, Anna,
西面安娜,
Mary,
玛利亚,
these are the people who prepared the way of the coming of the Lord. Now in his second coming,
在他第二次来,
he also needs some people to prepare for his coming.
他都需要一些人来预备他第二次来,
and the overcomers of the church.
教会的得胜者,
especially in the last day.
特别在最末后的日子,
he will be those who prepare his path.
他们就会预备他来的,
and when they are taken up,
当他们被提升的时候,
then the coming of the Lord begins.
主的回来就开始了,
now, you go back to Matthew chapter
24.
Now, in Matthew chapter 24, we call it the Olivet prophecy. In chapter 24, the Lord said, as the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
是挪亚斯如何,人子回来的时候都是如何,
and the word coming is parousia.
这个回来这个字就是parousia这个字.
And then you look into verse 40.
我们看第40节.
Then two shall be in the field, one is taken and one is left.
马太福音第24章的第40节,那时两个人在田里,取一个,撇下一个。
Two women grinding at a mill, one is taken and one is left.
两个女人推磨,取一个,撇下一个。
Watch therefore, for ye know not in what hour your Lord comes.
所以你们要警醒,因为不知道你们的主是哪天来到。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
who are these two men?
这两个人是哪两个人呢?
He said, as the days of Noah, sure shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Then, it means at that time, two will be in the field. One is taken, one is left.
一个是会被提去,一个就撇下,
two women was grinding the meal. One is taken,
一个就取去,
one is left.
一个就撇下,
and according to Luke chapter 17,
按照路加福音第17章,
two are sleeping.
有两个人在睡觉,
and one is taken,
一个被提,
one is left.
一个就留下,
now, what does that mean?
这个什么意思啊?
Two in the scripture always represent testimony, witness.
圣经里面两个人,两个字是义这个字常常代表见证。
One person cannot be the only witness.
一个人不能够作见证。
You need at least two.
你起码要两个。
So these two represents the believers at the end time.
你说这两个人是代表在末后的日子的信徒,
who are still living.
是仍然是活着的,
such as we are.
好像我们这样。
And then, if you go to Matthew 25, you have 10 virgins. And these 10 virgins,
这十个童女,
5 wise, 5 foolish,
三个聪明,三个愚蠢,
they refer to the believers who were dead throughout the ages.
是代表,这个信徒,是在那里,是历世历代都在那里的。
Now, I do not have time to go into detail.
我没时间详细讲了,
I just throw it out.
我只是就这么讲出来的。
And 2 and 10 is 12.
10加2就是12。
That is the perfect number of the church.
是教会完全的数字。
Many saints have already gone ahead.
有很多的圣徒已经走了前面的路了。
But there are still saints who are living.
我都还有圣徒还活着的,
at the coming of the Lord.
在主回来的时候,
now we are those people who are living at the coming of the Lord.
我们就是当主回来的时候仍然活着的人。
Two are working in the field.
两个人在田里面工作。
Two are grinding the meal.
两个人在推磨。
Two are sleeping.
有两个人在睡觉。
But not six.
不是六个。
It's still two.
仍然是两个。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the world, the earth is round.
因为这个世界是圆的。
You know, it happened at the same time.
你知道是同时间发生。
In some part of the world, it is midday.
是在某个世界某个地方是中午。
You're working. In other part of the world,
在另一个世界,
it is morning. The women are grinding.
他们在推磨,
in other parts of the world,
在另一个世界,
it is at night.
是夜晚,
they are sleeping.
他们在睡觉,
because the world is, earth is round.
因为地球是圆的,
you know, at the coming of the Lord,
是当主回来的时候,
all over the world,
全世界的人,
you have Christians all over the world.
有世界,
and sleep, some are working, some are grinding, some are sleeping.
有些是睡觉,
I often say,
我常常这么说,
do not be afraid to go to sleep.
不要怕睡觉,
the Lord is coming.
主要回来,
now, you say, no, if the Lord is coming, I have to keep awake.
你说,主回来,
no, go to sleep.
不要睡觉,
it's alright.
可以的,
because the Lord look upon the heart.
因为主看的你的心,
not upon the outward
appearance.
Some say, oh, the Lord is coming, so we stop working.
有些人说,
don't stop working.
不要停止工作,
keep on working.
继续工作,
you know?
你知道?
Because
因为,
the Lord looks upon the heart.
因为主看我们的心,
see, outwardly, everything goes on as usual.
你发觉外面来说,
but the Lord knows.
但主知道,
among the two,
在那两个当中,
who is waiting for him.
誰在等候主回來?
Who is ready?
誰預備好?
Who is prepared for him?
誰預備好他回來?
Who is watching?
誰在警醒?
Who is following him?
誰在跟隨他?
Who is faithful to him?
誰對他忠心?
The Lord knows.
主知道,
outwardly you cannot tell.
外面我們看不到,
exactly the same.
外面仍然一樣,
but the Lord knows.
但主知道,
and suddenly,
突然間,
all over this world,
全世界,
many disappear.
很多人不見了,
raptured.
被提了,
the Lord came like a thief.
賊,
now, when the thief comes, he never blow a trumpet.
啊, 當賊來的時候,
and when the thief comes,
當賊來的時候,
he will not steal your garbage.
他不會偷你的垃圾,
he seems to always know where your treasure is.
好像常常知道你的寶貝在哪裡,
and our Lord will come as a thief.
我們的主來好像一個賊一樣,
suddenly he is coming.
突然間他來了,
he will steal away the treasure.
啊, 他會把那些寶貝來偷走了,
he will steal away those who are waiting for him.
他會偷走了那些等候他的人,
those who are faithful to him.
啊, 那些對他忠心的,
these are the manger.
这个就是那个男婴啊,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
do you see the scripture now?
你看看圣经啊,
they all come together.
是全部在一起的,
and this man shall prepare the way of the coming of the Lord.
啊,
so, brothers and sisters,
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹,
we who are living in this time is very, very exciting.
啊, 我们在这个时代是十分兴奋的,
we have the opportunity,
我们有个机会,
of being taken alive without going through death.
啊, 我们可以在活着的地提, 不需要经过死亡,
we are not expecting death.
我们不是期望死亡,
we are expecting to be taken alive.
我们是期望会被提,
oh, 弟兄姊妹, how gracious is the Lord,
啊, 我们的主啊等的恩典,
that he should give us this privilege,
啊, 给我们这样的特权,
of preparing his return.
来到预备他的回来,
may the Lord have mercy upon us.
啊, 求主怜悯我们,
now can we be complacent?
我们可不可以自满呢?
Can we go on sleeping?
我们可不可以继续睡觉?
That is spiritually sleeping.
我说过的是属灵的睡觉,
we should be diligent.
我们应该殷勤,
faithful.
忠心,
deny ourselves.
是他否定自己,
take up the cross.
背起十架,
and follow the Lord.
来到跟随主,
be faithful to his testimony.
是, 是对他的见证的忠心,
even though there is falling away around us.
是, 虽然我们周围有人是衰败,
we by his grace cannot afford to follow.
但我们靠着他的恩典, 我们不可以堕落,
we have to press on.
我们要继续的向前,
because much is involved.
啊, 因为太多的东西在这里有关联了,
the coming of the Lord
主的回来,
has much to do with our preparation.
是, 十分跟我们的预备是很有关联,
and this is what the enemy is afraid of.
这个是仇敌所惧怕的,
thank God.
我们感谢主,
the gates of Hades shall not prevail against,
啊, 阴间的门不能胜过他,
because Christ is victorious.
啊, 因为基督是得胜的,
let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Dear Lord,
我们亲爱的主，
We thank thee for the vision thou hast given.
我们感谢你给我们的意象。
We pray that this afternoon,
我们求这个下午，
thou will open our inner eyes,
你打开我们心中的眼睛，
that we may see this vision,
我们能够看见这个意象，
and we may see how important it is,
我们看见这个意象多重要，
that we be faithful to thee,
以致我们对你忠心。
Oh, praise and thank thee,
我们赞美感谢你。
That thy grace is always sufficient,
你的恩典常常够用。
Lord, we commit ourselves to thee,
主，我们将我们交托给你，
and ask thee to give us that grace,
求你给我们这个恩典，
that we may be faithful,
以致我们能够忠心，
that we may be those who prepare thy return,
我们能够预备主你的回来，
and bring in thy kingdom,
将你的国带进来。
Glory be to God,
荣耀归给我们的主。
In the name of our Lord Jesus,
奉我们主耶稣基督的名，
Amen.